Merging with Shiva, lesson 173, shrouding the soul body. If we were alone in a desert island, there would not be much of the conscious mind present. Our emotions would subside. Our perceptions would be keen and uncluttered. Our senses would awaken. Our reality would be mostly an inner reality. We would have to call upon our inner resources to subsist. But as soon as the city grew up around us with hundreds of people in it, we would experience the development of a vast conscious mind. For everyone would contribute just a little bit to it. Problems, projects, confusions, and involvements of every kind would assert themselves, absorbing our awareness. Most of the inner resources we relied upon formerly would be forgotten as we cease to depend upon our own strength and innate intelligence. We would begin depending upon a rule book. We would rely on what someone else thought, on what was taught in the universities, stored in the libraries, legislated by politicians and promulgated by the news media. We would follow opinion religiously and develop an intellect. And one by one, all these layers of the conscious mind would cover the soul, making the outer more evident than the inner. The beautiful, radiant body of the soul would be covered in the very same way that we would take a gorgeous lamp glowing with light and put pieces of fabric over it. First, we would put a yellow piece of fabric over it, an intellectual coating. Then we might argue about some intellectual concept. Others would say, "I don't believe you." And you say, "I know I'm right." Then we would put a pink piece of fabric over the lamp. Pink is the color of emotion and self-aggrandizement. Perhaps we would continue trying to help our friend, and he would say, "I don't want any help. Get out of here." We might become angry with him and put a red piece of fabric over the lamp. And when we are depressed amid all these mixed emotions, we cover the light with a black piece of fabric. When jealous of our fellow man, we drape a dark green piece of fabric over it. Where is the light of the body, the soul, that crystal clear light? It's there, temporarily covered. The body of the soul actually looks like a plastic body filled with light. You have seen mannequins with arms, legs, torsos, and head made completely out of transparent neon-like plastic. If you were to put a light in such a mannequin, it would glow. This is what your soul body, your psyche, looks like. The conscious mind has truly become a reality to those who have layer upon layer covering the body of the soul. They are living with all those emotions vibrating in them: greed, hate, resentment, jealousy, and anger are all totally alive on the inside. Yet plastered on the outside of it all are beautiful, superficial emotions.